This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, you know, we had an understanding that we need to practice if we're going to be able to get back to the table. And so I think there was good faith on both parts, you know, from him and his agent to our side. And once we got him back on the practice field, we really worked hard yesterday. Kevin Megank and, you know, on our side, and Zach Hiller, James's agent, on his side. And I think it was roughly 11 o'clock or so last night where we were able to say both sides are good with this and we'll get it signed in the morning.
That is Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean, who spoke with the media early this morning as the reports of that James Cook deal came out about 7:30 this morning. That's effectively what I woke up to today, Derek. Mm-hmm. I got up at 7, did a few things in the morning, taking the shower, getting ready, and I got the notification on my phone. I was like, oh, well, I guess I know today's going. Fantastic. It's great. So they got the deal done,
yeah,
4 years, $48 million. Yeah, pretty easy. We do have some notes from practice today. This is coming from Sal. Deion Dawkins, not present during today's practice. Didn't see him at all. He left yesterday's session early with athletic trainers. Good news, though, Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp returned to full team defensive work. Also, Sal said he did not see Cam Lewis.
Never mind. Everything's terrible again.
I will say on this, going back to Elena Getzenberg of ESPN's report yesterday, and I think she said she was with Matt Bove as well, so I do want to mention him as well. They talked with Deion. They asked if he was okay. He smirked and danced away. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get stressed about that. It also could be Deion being Deion, which I enjoy, but it's the idea of him dancing away. That I'm like, he's fine. They're being overly cautious. They'll give him today. He'll be back tomorrow. Or, well, no, not even tomorrow. He'll be back Friday for the joint practice because tomorrow's travel day, I believe.
Right.
He'll be back by Friday.
Okay, I believe you.
I'm not even nervous. Not even worried.
I'm a little worried.
Not even worried. He smirked and danced away.
I say this in the most loving way possible. Deion's also kind of weird.
I was going to say, that's very court jester of him, isn't it? Yeah. It's very
Deion
court
Dawkins
jester.
Is also kind of weird.
I just, in my head, it's like he might have like a
in the best ways possible.
And he danced away. Like, yeah. What are you doing? It's the coaches are like, dude.
In the best ways possible. Deion Dawkins is a little weird.
No, I think he's fine. I'm not really worried. I think they're being
get him back on
cautious.
The practice field, and my little bit of concern goes away. I'm a little worried.
No, not even worried at all. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Dylan is with us next. Dylan, how are we doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think it's a fair contract. I think I would have liked to see it more in the 10.5, 11 range. Mm-hmm. But I think it's fair. I think it's going to keep him motivated. I think Nick had an unjustified crash out there.
A little bit. It's okay.
I think we have good receivers, good running backs. The team knows what they want to do, and they're doing it. And I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Dylan, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Dylan.
I do wonder how high this receiver room could go, though. I mean, I brought it up a lot today. If Coleman hits that, we brought this up a few weeks ago. Air Raid tweeted out, mashing together Mac Collins and Keon Coleman stats from last year. You get
right.
This. It's like 60 catches, 950 yards, and like 9 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns, whatever it was. If you get that.
You smack the table and say yes.
You're feeling pretty comfortable with it, especially if Shakir continues to have the year he did last year. If Palmer is as good of a hit as the team really believes he is, and I don't want to forget Palmer really ever in these discussions because the team, and mainly Brandon Bean especially, have really banged the drum for Palmer when they signed into a 3-year deal. They really, really have. And then if Kincaid takes another step, really takes the step that he should have from his rookie year to second year. Mm-hmm. I know Sal brings this up a lot. While the bar was low, Kincaid in his rookie year broke most Bills rookie tight end records.
And that has more to say about the Bills' history of tight ends organizationally than anything else.
But if it weren't for, and I do mean this too, as someone that has bashed Kincaid a lot over the last few months, if it weren't for Sam Laporta, we'd probably actually feel a lot better about that rookie year. Laporta just got a lot of touchdowns.
And then Brock Bowers happened, though.
And then Brock Bowers the next year happens. But a lot of these guys were also, Bowers especially, was considered like maybe the best college tight end ever.
Yeah.
And then who did the Raiders really have to throw to? I mean, they get rid of Davante Adams. So it really became, Bowers, you need to play well. We were still kind of having that conversation about the Raiders. It's him, Ashton Jeanty, and Geno Smith. Doesn't really give you a lot of hope. I mean, Jack Bash, we'll see if that is a thing, but I haven't seen any reports from him in camp in terms of he's popping off. But, that is something I'm very excited about. The defensive line, I will tell you, I'm genuinely nervous. I'm excited, but it's a much more nervous excitement because very early it could be, oh, man, we're in the same spot. We could still win a Super Bowl, but they're making it hard for themselves if it doesn't hit. The wide receivers, I am excited for. But let's go to post-Bills practice as James Cook speaks with the media.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good, actually. Good to be back out there to play with my team and, you know, just get another opportunity to do what I love to do.
How difficult was this process for you, or was it not at all?
And I wouldn't say difficult. I handled it the right way, I felt like. We got stuff done.
What gave you confidence that, you know, sitting out practice and not playing the game would help get this over the finish line?
Not more so it would help. I'm just trying to protect myself, you know, just trying to stay healthy and just get everything done before I can go out there and play with a clear mindset and just be locked in.
What excites you most about being in this city and this organization?
Like I've been saying, this is the place that drafted me. The fans good, the community good, and just the team we got, man. We play as one. We brothers, and we bond like that.
As you were going through this process, what did it mean to you to have so many of your teammates have the support of you?
It just shows how much they got my back, and you know how willing to go with me in depth, you know, and you know, holding out.
From your perspective, why did you decide to start holding in when you did?
Like I said, to protect myself and, you know, just get things done so I won't have just to be thinking about this and thinking about that and just play with a clear mind.
Who's most excited out there for you?
My family. Everybody.
It seems like it. You're a pretty popular guy today.
Yeah. Been over the last couple months, you know. But, yeah.
James, when you're talking about protecting yourself, something that had happened maybe in the previous practice, maybe down the
injury,
something that led you to take that,
that's
type of
breaks? No. I mean, it felt like I was going a little hard, though, but I was just kind of calming it down and, you know, like I said, protecting myself and just getting things done the right way and you know, talking over things and getting my mind clear.
Like at many camp, I asked you about the competitive side.
I mean, we paid now, so let's go play football.
Did you win?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was a win and lose situation. I mean, it's just like I said, business, and it happened. So, yeah, you would too.
You were on the field for the first 8 practices. Why was it important for you to be on the field? And was it a statement to the team that you were engaged? Why'd you start on the field and then decide when to hit pause?
Just to show my loyalty to my team and my teammates, you know. I know they always got my back, so I got their back too. So just showing them that I'm willing to not be a problem and a distraction, just go out there, just practice and, you know, and play and see what happens. That was my mindset.
When you went back to practice yesterday, like, did you know things were close? Like, what was your mindset when you practiced yesterday?
I kind of knew, yeah.
What does the next level for James Cook look like? Obviously, last year you had a ton of rushing touchdowns. The stats were very impressive. What do you feel like you can continue to do?
I mean, just continue to keep doing me, you know, being me. And yeah, like hopefully bring a Super Bowl here. That's what I'm trying to do, and just keep elevating my game.
How much does it mean to you to be a part of this kind of prime core that they've locked up this year and over the last couple of years?
I mean, especially, you know, the guys that came in with me, we all got rewarded, and I mean, now it's time for us to go play football and show them why we belong here.
James, did you ever feel misunderstood throughout this process?
No, because y'all don't know what I'm going through, and y'all opinion don't matter. So it just me being myself and just staying true to myself and just believing in myself.
James, it's as old as contracts in sports. Well, is it going to be easier now? You know, getting money, getting the bag, and now you can. Are they going to be able to get about it? What is it about the way you're wired?
Just by never settling, you know, never get complacent. Always keep working, keep pushing yourself to the hardest, and you know, keep going.
How was this process?
I was really chilling. I wasn't really thinking about it. Like, I was just calm and just being me.
Did it ever get to a point where it bothered you?
No. However long it took. However long it took. But we got it done, so we don't need to be discussing that. And let's play football.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, James.
That was Buffalo Bills running back James Cook meeting with the media. A man of many words. I do, though, enjoy when he speaks to the media. He says exactly what I want a player to say to some media members across the board. Just when you want the long soliloquy, he's like, no, absolutely not. It's entertaining for me. It's not.
It's entertaining, but it's also, you know, like.
It's different. It is different from a lot of players. A lot of players will give you the coach speak or the player speak, what have you. Cook is, no.
He's just like, I'm not a talkative guy, and you're going to get the same person. I'm genuine.
Yep.
I guess that's part of it that is nice, that he's just still like the same guy when he's talking with reporters, or he's not. Is he's just hanging out.
He is who he is.
He's hanging
out.
Did
you ever feel like you were misrepresented or misunderstood during this? Nope.
I was praying that was going to be the only part to that line of questioning.
So good. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.